Raphael Warnock, Abortion Consistent with My View as a Christian Minister. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 17, 2020. In an interview with Gaz Tim Bryant in August, Georgia Senate candidate Raphael Warnock said abortion is consistent with his philosophy as a Christian minister. The Democrat megachurch pastor, who is attempting to unseat Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, in the Georgia Senate runoff election in January, takes his talking points from abortion giant Planned Parenthood, which endorsed him in May. Warnock does not support any restrictions on abortion, and said such a position fits in with his Christian worldview because he has adopted the abortion industry narrative that abortion is health care. "I believe that health care is a human right," Warnock told Bryant. "And I believe that it is something that the richest nation in the world provides for its citizens. And for me, reproductive justice is consistent with my commitment to that. I believe unequivocally in a woman's right to choose, and that the decision is something that we don't want government engaged in. That's between her and her doctor and her minister," he said, adding that, during his campaign, he has been focused on women's health, women's choice, reproductive justice. "That is consistent with my view as a Christian minister. And I will fight for it." When Bryant asked him, "Do you think it's consistent with God's view that God endorses the millions of abortions we've had in this country since Roe v. Wade?" Warnock replied, "I think that human agency and freedom is consistent with my view as a minister." As Christian Headlines reported, former NFL coach Tony Dungy tweeted about the interview, "When you say a minister, does that mean they represent a church? I'd like to know what book the candidate uses as their foundation for truth and their guiding principles. It couldn't be the Bible." In endorsing Warnock, Stacy Fox, CEO of Planned Parenthood Southeast Advocates, said Georgia citizens are done seeing the Trump administration and the current senators try to use every trick in the book to chip away at healthcare access and safety net programs, and are ready for a bold leader who will fight back against these harmful policies. Fox added that Warnock worked as a sexual health educator and has continued to advocate for reproductive health and rights throughout his career, standing up for people in Georgia who face systemic barriers and discrimination in many areas of their lives. As Breitbart News reported, Warnock was arrested in 2002 for obstructing a police investigation into alleged child abuse at a church camp in Carroll County, Maryland. According to the report, Revs. Warnock and Andre Wainwright, who both worked at Douglas Memorial Community Church, were accused in court documents of attempting to prevent a state trooper from interviewing counselors at the church's camp farthest out in Eldersburg, Maryland, regarding alleged abuse at the church. Incumbent Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler, R., tweeted Monday that Warnock used the Bible and the pulpit to justify his support for abortion on demand. "Unlike my opponent, I am 100% pro-life," Loeffler asserted. "I will always defend the most vulnerable among us." The pro-life Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, has endorsed Loeffler, as well as Senator David Perdue, RGA. SBA List noted in its endorsement message, "Senator Loeffler participated in debate on the Senate floor in favor of S. 311, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, and S. 3275, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. She introduced S. 3388, the Woman's Right to Know Act, and led congressional letters calling on the Department of the Treasury and Department of Justice to investigate abuses by Planned Parenthood. We are going all in for pro-life champions Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue," said Mallory Quigley, national spokeswoman for the SBA List partner Women Speak Out POX, WSO PAC, Independent Expenditure Campaign. "The outcomes of these races will determine the fate of the U.S. Senate and our nation," Quigley said. "Without a pro-life Republican majority in the Senate, there would be no check on the pro-abortion Biden-Harris administration. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the radical pro-abortion lobby bent on ditching the filibuster and packing the court.